Federal Bank presents Building Resilient MSME, stories of growth and resilience in association with Money Control.
India's MSME sector is often called the backbone of the economy. But behind every statistic is a story of risk, resilience, reinvention, and relentless determination. From navigating economic cycles and supply chain disruptions to embracing technology and finding new growth opportunities, India's MSMEs have repeatedly demonstrated an extraordinary ability to adapt and thrive. Welcome to Federal Bank Presents Building Resilient MSMEs, Stories of Growth and Resilience in Association with Money Control. Today on MSME Day, we bring together two entrepreneurs who represent different facets of this vibrant ecosystem. One has spent over four decades building a successful enterprise in the steel industry, witnessing India's economic transformation firsthand. The other has built a thriving manufacturing business in the highly competitive furniture and government contracting space through operational excellence and customer trust. And together, their experiences offer valuable insights into what it takes to build businesses that can weather uncertainty, create employment, contribute to nation building, and stand the test of time. Please join me in welcoming Subhash Agrawal, Chairman and Managing Director, Kaushalesh Group, and Vasu Annamalai, Managing Partner of SKS Industries. Gentlemen, what a pleasure to have both of you here sitting with me on MSME Day, talking about your entrepreneurial journey and what running an MSME means in India. Mr. Agrawal, if I may start with you. You have been in an industry that actually has been the backbone of the economy. Steel, as we know it, has gone through, as an industry, so many changes and so many, when we talk about government's intervention, when we talk about growth, when we talk about following world trends, what was the journey like? Because it started way back in the 80s. So take us through that, and what has been your most gratifying moment?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, the journey, basically we can compare it with film, black and white film to color film. That much technology difference is there. The steel manufacturing,
right,
and marketing process, etc. The control regime where the quota system was there.
Yeah.
Then the open market came in 1990. There was total revolution in the market,
right,
and availability. So it was a real, as I can, I said, from black and white to color cinema. In between, Eastman color came, this color came, that color came, various colors came. That is the journey.
Did it ever feel that you were in one of the fastest growing markets and it was very difficult to keep up, and perhaps you should have taken a step back? Or was it, let's just go with the flow and see what's happening with the country, we will grow the industry?
Yeah, yeah. It was the fastest growing market, but
yeah,
it was never that I have to scale down or anything. We also like sea, move with the sea waves. So that's the thing. It moved like sea wave, and the whatever came, we took it slowly. We started with a turnover of a lakh or two per year or per month, I don't remember. But we are now having 100 crores plus turnovers. So the whole industry has changed in the terms of quantity, quality, etc., etc. There was no tested material concept were there. No ISI or BIS, you call it, is a must. These type of changes are there. Manufacturing also, lot of change has come. The systems and ISO, this, that.
True.
So there is a difference.
But wonderful to see, not just see small success, but success this huge. And perhaps that's one of the things the newer MSMEs and SMEs can actually learn from OG experts and businessmen like you. Vasu, if I may get you in, furniture manufacturing and government contracting is highly competitive. Very difficult to get into the departments and to convince. There's so many ifs and buts, and of course, documentation and excellence standards. Take me through your journey. What was the moment when you decided this is it? This is what I wanted to do, and now we'll do it.
This business was started way back in 1968. We are the second generation.
Mm-hmm.
So this was started by my father,
right,
who's in here now. So we are the second generation. With my brother, I had to take up this business. At the time when I had to take over this business, it was looking a bit dark. It wasn't that easy.
Mm-hmm.
We had to take thinking about whether to go with this or not.
Yeah.
But luckily, we just got in, and every business or every any profession for that matter, nothing comes easy.
Mm.
You have to strive, you have to put in your effort. So we tried our luck, or maybe we put our 100% effort, and somewhere we have come here this far. Of course, because since it's a government business,
yeah,
it's an open tender. The government, unlike the private suppliers or private procurements, government doesn't procure. Government has a big advertisement if they have to procure. So it's a very big task to get in there at the first place, and get in there and get to the next level is a bigger thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, it has its own.
Yeah, but also tell me, looking back, when you look at some of the projects that you did, or some of the opportunities that came through, do you remember one that really changed the fate of the company?
Yeah, that way, if you look at it, I think 10 years before, that is a decade before, until then it was the same conventional things what we used to do. With the IT sector moving forward,
right,
parallelly even the government is trying to follow all these systems. They're no more the conventional ones or something. Even they apply a lot of IT into that. So I had to make certain changes to make the offices look like the corporate. Even the government was like willing to go for it. So that's when it all changed.
You know, it's interesting you talk about keeping up with the times,
yeah,
right? And I want to get Mr. Agrawal in here. Your industry is one of the oldest in India when we talk about the earlier industries of growth. And so much has changed since then. Did you at any point feel that now I have to make a very big decision of changing the way I work, or the agility has to be something that I can't keep working like this because the times are changing? How easy or difficult was it then to mold yourself to the changing times? And was there a moment or a defining time that you remember which actually decided the fate of your company?
Well, easy and difficult, it was both.
Hmm.
One way, if you look, it was changed through the times.
Hmm.
And of course, changing is not that easy, it is difficult.
Hmm.
So over the period, as I said, the consumption, the turnover, the amount of demand also went very high. To cope up with it, banking.
Yeah.
So banking also has changed a lot from those days. It went with the flow, as I said.
Hmm.
We changed with the flow. We went up, sometime of course down also, but we maintained and we came up. We went up. It was good.
We always talk about agility and resilience as the buzzwords in the industry today.
Yeah.
A lot of people understand those words. A lot of people don't understand those words. Also because times have changed so much. In the last 10 years, Vasu, what are some of the biggest changes that you have seen in your industry that you really had to keep up with all the trends? And what was it that defined for you the course of being an MSME, the course of your next decade?
Like Sir said, rightly said, it is the demand.
Hmm.
The demand drastically increased in the last two decades.
Right.
I can say it was very gradual until then.
Hmm.
But since 2010 onwards, the demand was like, it was a drastic increase. It was a total upscale.
Right.
So that I can say that that was a major reason for me to, or me or for anybody to, get in there.
Right.
And upscale our business.
How easy or difficult is it, Vasu, to convince somebody who's sitting at the government contractual department to think about change, to think about trends, to think about, do you think that also has changed with time? People sitting in these offices are also ready to experiment?
True. That is, yeah, of course, if it depends upon the officer's mindset also.
Mm.
There are like different kind of officers, the way they think is different. At the same time, the topmost officers, whoever is the IAS officers, they have to decide. When they are deciding, mostly it is like they are with the time. They go with the flow. So that has helped us.
Mr. Agrawal, when we talk about your industry, there have been recessions, there have been commodity cycles, financial crisis, and periods of extreme volatility that have first affected your business. In those times, what was it that you were telling your employees? What was it that you were telling your team about keeping the head above water?
Yeah, team is a part of our family. That's what we believe in. So I will tell you a corona period. A lot of people went with half of a salary cut, etc. We never did all those things. We maintained them. We took care of our staff and people. So that was one thing. And tough time was around 2008 to 2010 was a recession period, world recession.
Yeah.
So just before that, as our friend said, it was a boom and the things went very high. So we had a relief.
Balance
sort of. Oh, so little relief is there. We were running against time, 2008, before 2008. Yeah. 2010, it went down. Then again, things picked up. One instance I will tell you about the economic. One term is there, a credit squeeze in the banking. Credit squeeze. So what was the term? People who had OD and whatever, suppose somebody was having a 1 crore rupees OD. And he has drawn 50 lakhs or 70 lakhs on a particular day or had 10 lakhs overdrawn. His credit was squeezed that day that much. The OD is over. What has been drawn on that particular day, the limit will be that much. All those I have seen in this last 40 years.
Wow. That brings me to actually the financing question. You know, now we are living in a very different time. Now you have banks like the Federal Bank and others who are actually working in partnership. What has that journey been like, you know, when you look back as to how you were doing business and now when you're doing business with banks, what has been the major change and how has this partnership evolved?
See, before Federal Bank, we were dealing with another bank and it was like we used to go to the bank, whereas I moved to Federal Bank around 10 years back. I never used to think that I will leave my old bank because they're very friendly, but we have to go to them, to their offices, I mean. Now, Federal Bank, they come to us. So, this is a major change over the period, I think. Banks come to you instead of you going to them.
I think also banks are now working so much in partnership with the companies because they also look at the growth of company as their own growth. So what has your experience been? How has your relationship with Federal Bank evolved over the years? And what were some of the features that you saw being offered to you that were very different from market and which actually pivoted you from where you were to the next level?
First of all, we were fortunate enough to be a client of Federal Bank and they are our bankers. Because from day one, it's been more than three decades, they are our bankers.
Yeah.
Their support is unquestionable. That's it. The relationship mainly with the customers has been like, it was always a very good relationship. It was never difficult for us to convince for them or to request or anything. Everything was done at our not even at a request. Federal Bank has been very good. Maybe that is the reason we have not even thought of any other bank for the last three decades.
Mr. Agrawal, if I may just talk about industry as a whole, you know, financing and availability of organized finance, clean finance has been such a major challenge for SMEs and MSMEs, you know, when we were looking at legacy businesses from the past. But things have dramatically changed in the last perhaps decade or so, and more so in the last 5 years with AI and banking getting their processing much more sharper and faster. What are some of the opportunities that actually presented themselves because you had financing in place? And what were some of the things that the bank actually facilitated for you?
Well, as our friends say, whenever we needed anything, we just got it. Almost we got it. And with the minimal
effort,
hindrance and all those things. Earlier, of course, things were much difficult, and earlier to the 2-3 decades before, it was very, very difficult getting things done. Now, from last 10-15 years, and with Federal Bank especially, it is very easy. And as I said, things goes on computer. They have come out with the Fed Prime, which gives a power to deposit 15 crore rupees per month, who are in the retail business.
Understood.
They can deposit 15 crore rupees per month, and things like this on software also, they are very fast and good, powerful digital capabilities. You can manage transaction, track cash flow, and run operations smoothly anytime, anywhere. Federal Bank takes it a top notch. You get a customized account where you can choose your account number in the current account, and with that you get 2 savings bank account, premium savings bank account. As I said, limit of, it is smart digital first banking made for modern business only with Federal Bank.
It's interesting you talk about it, because a lot of MSMEs actually look for those kind of partnerships. If I were to talk about the changing MSME landscape, and Vasu, if I may start with you. So from GM procurements platforms to digital payments and easier access to markets, the operating environment for MSMEs is also changing rapidly. Which developments do you think in the last few years have had the most positive impact, not just for your own industry and company, but of manufacturing at large?
First of all, like I said, again, that's the same thing. The demand has been increasing.
Yeah.
So with the demand, even the industries, a lot of industries are like new industries started coming up. So sourcing of the raw material, earlier it used to be like very few. Now you have a very wide choice, and the sourcing of raw materials across India has become easy now. The MSME, it's not only the state-based MSME. Across India, when the demand has increased, I don't know much about the export because I'm not into that. But anything for the local supplies, the sourcing the material to manufacture a product, it has become very easy now. You have multiple choices. It's not that there's no scarcity for production.
When we talk about the goals and the ambitions of India being a manufacturing hub, and when we talk about more business coming to India, as somebody who has been in the industry for such a long time, interacting with the government, what are some of the challenges that you see that perhaps need to be ironed out for ease of business?
See, there are a lot of people who are aspiring to start the business. But when it comes to the capital investment, the main thing is sourcing of the land.
Understood.
That has to be, when you compare to our neighboring countries like China or Vietnam, they've come up with so many new policies.
Right.
Because what I've understood is, for them, the government provides the land at a very lesser price. Here, that becomes the capital investment itself is a very big thing. Because the rentals, now the standard of the living is going higher day by day. With that, the labor is also going higher. So the labor and rest of the things, the fixed expenses are a big burden. With that, even if the capital investment becomes a burden, so you don't have too many people to come forward and start the business, because they have a fear. What if something goes wrong? Will I be able to sustain? For this, the government should come forward, and at least for the land, there are a lot of land, vacant land.
True.
That should be the main thing. Next comes the power and other things. There should be some subsidy on the power.
Yes.
Infrastructure. Yes.
Yeah.
If government can do that, I think India is nothing less than any country in the world in terms of production. Because when you see the Indians, generally Indians compared to other countries, at least the neighboring countries, people can grasp things very quickly. Unlike the, even the, be it the language or anything.
Vasu made a very important point here, sir, that in India, you have, we have the demography, we have many people, we have, we are also producing for our own domestic use. But when we talk about an industry like yours, and we definitely, you know, then compare it with what is happening in manufacturing and infrastructure industry, one question that arises is that there is so much global volatility that it seems to have a lot of effect on the business. As an MSME and someone who gets affected by that, what are some of the things that have kept you resilient, have kept you in tune with what the government is doing, and what kind of support as an industry do you seek?
See, all the governments, the past government, etc., etc., have given proper support. Proper in the sense, okay, whatever was, they were in a position to, like as my friend said, cheaper land, etc., were given earlier in 80s, 90s for SSI, when SSI boom proposal had come. We had in Bangalore one Peenya industrial estate and all. So government is supporting. Now, at times we feel that is not sufficient. Cheaper funding was also being given by the banks. Of course, that what do you call them? That concession area is era is over now. So now we have to survive, fight and survive with the market. Expect things on a discount and all those things are gone. Gone are the days. Survival for the fittest is the time.
Right. And I guess in survival of the fittest, you need the partners.
Yes.
One of the things that every MSME expert, when they come and they talk about, is that how the sector needs, of course, infrastructure help, single window systems, where the government can facilitate processes quickly. But financing is one area that still remains a challenge. What could be some of the initiatives that can actually help MSMEs?
Government is involved there. They are also facilitating finance with the bank, like Federal Bank, etc., are liberal with SSI and all MSME. SSI is the old terms for MSME. So things are there, yes, but always there is scope of, for improvement in anything. Further improvement can be done.
So let me talk about mistakes that people make. We've spoken about success, but what are some of the classic mistakes that people make and what could be your advice to them?
There is something, a term called calculated risk. So any entrepreneur, they have to, it's a foremost thing, whatever they have to, if they have to start the journey, well, if they have already started, if they have gone through it, they need not have to look back. They can only think about taking it further. But to start with, there is something called a calculated risk. It's like whatever sir said, his journey or his experience. So whatever resource you have to have a calculation that with a term, how long can I run with this? Let us say 1 year, 2 year, how long can I sustain? In the meantime, they have to, when they're running out of this resources, that's the time they have to look for the financial partners or maybe a banking sector. This is one main thing I would suggest. Without thinking about their future, if they have to start a business, yes, it is difficult or very few people sustain that.
Mr. Agrawal, what would you say are some of the things that actually lead a very successful business towards not so good times? What are some of the mistakes that can be avoided?
Chew what you can bite. That's the thing. So try to understand it. Yes, mistakes happen. You rise and as a climbing mountain, you fall also. Then you try to get up and try to cover it up. That's the thing. One has to be careful, as I said earlier. And as I said, chew what you can bite. Bite little more, not that bite only that much. Try to bite, otherwise you will not grow. But yes.
So when you're scaling and when you're thinking of expansion, there you need to take the calculated risk.
Yes, calculated risk. That is a must.
We were talking about financial partnerships and how good partnerships can actually mean success. And of course, when you don't have the finances at the right place, at the right time, that could be one of the biggest mistakes that you are making. What has been your experience about choosing a banking partner?
Federal Bank never gave me a chance to go look for any other bank. But with the changing times, our bank has been changing for the news. I mean, like they were welcoming for whatever changes used to come in the market. And they have assisted their, at least in my my personal experience, they have assisted with whatever changes that is happening. Even the banking sector has been going with the flow.
Right.
So that is very important. That is maybe because out of the personal relationship also, you feel that the banking, your bankers are good. This has been my experience.
Right. Mr. Agrawal, would you want to take us through what are some of the things about banking with Federal Bank that have actually been very hard to ignore and to change partners?
Well, there are definitely, there are certain things like our is a large turnover business and we have to do RTGS. transfers, etc., high value. The term is Fed Prime, where we can do a higher amount of RTGS, because in my business, there is no cash deposit, though you can deposit 15 crore rupees per month cash. But still, it's a good thing for a restaurant and people who are selling cash, petrol, this, that. It is a good thing. Moreover, their digital platform is also nice and improved, getting improved day by day. So things are all right. But always there is scope for improvement.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that.
There's a lot of times people say you keep your books clean. Transparency has to be there. And then the financial options open up,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, must.
Do you think there has to be a mindset change also for a lot of people who are actually now doing business in India and have ambitions of getting into that bracket? What are some of the things that you can suggest to them with your own experience and understanding of the changing times, if there are entrepreneurs who are watching and who want to start? Maybe Vasu, I'll start with you.
As such, government has a lot of policies, MSMEs.
Right.
When you get in deep into those policies and the facilities or whatever the schemes they're providing, there are n number of schemes running through the screen when you just Google it. But just that the common man who, as an MSME, when he wants to start, he's not aware of all these things.
Right.
The government is coming out with the scheme, but it has to reach to the, they have to do something, the advertisement or how to educate them. Government should, not just making some policies and just announcing some scheme, some manifestations, and when it doesn't work, what is the point like? No? Government has to ensure that it reaches in some form of media or whatever. First thing comes to a common man is just a GST registration. Registration, he starts off everything on his own. But whereas the government has come with so many schemes, a common man is not aware of it.
Yeah.
There has to be some consultant, something from the government. So that will make a drastic change.
How important is the banking partner then for someone who is starting their own journey?
Banking is a prime thing. Without a banking, nothing happens. See, if you have to start a business, the first thing is you have to open. A good bank can take a MSME, not just an MSME, any entrepreneur, a good bank can take him to any level. Without the banking, support of the banking, I don't think so, anything is possible.
Mr. Agrawal, if you were to speak to our audiences who are looking at some pearls of wisdom that today on MSME Day, if you have to give them a few things to take back home, maybe as your definition of resilience or your definition of how to stay agile in changing times, what are some of the things that you will ask them to be very careful about and measure and balance and put in their work?
Well, I will suggest start with the resources what you already have. Do not expect resources from the outside. Whatever you have, move with them, keep expanding them, be careful. So that's the thing, and be open. What is happening around, what is happening in the world, be well informed about the things, that's the thing. And everybody cannot be, most of the people are successful, but yes, some failures are also there. There may be various reasons. And government support is a must, banker support is a must, and market support is a must. Little up and down will always be there, recession, this, that, but you have to survive and keep floating, that's the thing.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much for giving us your time and also telling our audiences how your journey has been and where can they take their journey on this MSME Day. Thank you so much. What stands out from both these journeys is that resilience is not simply about surviving difficult times. It is about using challenges as a catalyst for reinvention and growth. Whether it is leveraging technology, building operational excellence, strengthening customer trust, of finding the right financial partners, India's MSMEs continue to demonstrate that scale is not just a function of size, but of mindset. Thank you for joining us on this special MSME Day conversation and for being part of Federal Bank Presents Building Resilient MSMEs, Stories of Growth and Resilience in association with Money Control.
Federal Bank presents Building Resilient, MSME, Stories of Growth and Resilience in association with Money Control.